USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At the White House moments ago, President Trump praises a big new trade deal with Canada and Mexico.
Throughout the campaign, I promised to renegotiate NAFTA, and today we have kept that promise. But for 25 years as a civilian, as a businessman, I used to say, how could anybody have signed a deal like NAFTA?
Speaking there at the White House, President Trump says the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, as it's known, will open markets to U.S. farmers and manufacturers. Congress will still need to consider the new trade deal, but it probably won't do so till next year. In Florida, police have fatally shot a man this morning at the Orlando Regional Medical Center emergency room after he claims to have a gun and says he was going to shoot anyone who came near him. As negotiators were talking with him, he appeared to reach for a gun, so they shot him. It turns out he wasn't armed. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
It's been a year since the worst mass shooting in American history. It happened in Las Vegas when Stephen Paddock opened fire from a hotel window on a crowd of concertgoers on the Las Vegas Strip, killing 58 and injuring hundreds more. Paige Melanson survived the shooting without injury. Her mom, however, is still recovering from a gunshot wound to the chest.
It consumes our family, but we're all very hopeful, and with faith we keep looking up and keep looking to the brighter side.
She was speaking on NBC's Today Show. People in Allentown, Pennsylvania, trying to make sense of a deadly car explosion that killed at least three people on Saturday night. Authorities say the person they believe was responsible for the blast was one of those killed. Flash flood watches up in portions of Nevada, California, Utah, and Arizona as the remnants of Tropical Storm Rosa come calling. A 13-year-old boy expected to recover after a shark attacked him off Southern California over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Another security breach at Facebook. It was announced last week.
On Tuesday afternoon, our engineering team found an attack affecting up to 50 million accounts on Facebook.
That's Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg there. Now a U.S. senator's calling for Congress to take action in response to his announcement. Here's more from John Clemens.
He is Senator Mark Warner, vice chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence and the co-chair of the Senate Cybersecurity Caucus. The Democratic lawmaker from Virginia declared, "This disclosure is a reminder about the dangers posed when a small number of companies like Facebook or the credit bureau Equifax are able to accumulate so much personal data about individual Americans without adequate security measures." I'm John Clemens.
California's publicly traded companies now must include women on their boards of directors. Governor Jerry Brown signing that measure into law yesterday. Senate Bill 826 says by the end of next year, public companies will have to have at least one female director on their boards. And a Pennsylvania man's $1 million richer thanks to a fortune cookie. As New Jersey lottery officials say, Ronnie Martin recently bought three Mega Millions tickets in New Jersey using numbers he saw on a fortune cookie years ago. While the numbers didn't earn him the big multi-million-dollar jackpot, he matched enough of them with the winning numbers to score $1 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.